Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in Ari Adler from Delta Dental and a frequent contributor to Dome Magazine and an online activist who is constantly pushing new technology that way. Hello, Ari. How are you?
Hello, Jack. I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, this is Adler Week here on Ebling and You. We had Jesse in here on Monday. So we are starting and ending the week with an Adler.
Yeah, we're sort of bookending your show this week, aren't we?
Yeah, great. How about that? Well, what's going on? Let's start with Delta Dental. What's going on there now? We drive by the construction and we see tremendous progress there. And we know in terms of the environment and ecological concerns that there's been a lot of thought put into that.
There has been a tremendous amount of thought and work put into the environmental work that we're doing here. We started with the pond, which is actually the part of the county drain system, and we have now been working on the new building that folks have seen really come alive in the past few weeks. It's amazing how fast they can progress on that thing. When it's done, it's going to be really quite a showplace. It's going to what we're doing is we're basically putting a new front on the older building as we redo the inside entirely. So when it's all done, it's going to look like one seamless piece. It'll be, it won't look like an old building and a new building. It'll look very nice. It'll look like it was all done at the same time. So we're really happy with that. And then once that's done, we'll be able to focus on some more of the landscaping and eventually get to a point where we hope we can open up some walking trails and things here on our campus.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you've been to Notre Dame Stadium, famous football shrine, but it's kind of like what they did there, and for a while it looked like a false front, but it gave them the freedom to do a lot of other work, and when it was done, people looked at it and said, well, it doesn't look that much different. It doesn't look like they completely destroyed the traditional look, but they upgraded it so much and were able to add to it because of the way they did the construction.
Yeah, and I think, that's what we're going to do here is we're making some great improvements inside of the existing structure that we have there. But when people look at it, when it's all done, it's not going to be such a stark contrast between old and new. It'll look like it was, intended to look that way, that we put it all together at once. And I think that was a big part of the architecture design behind it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your piece in this week's issue of Dome Magazine. And once again, that's domemagazine.com. Whenever we have Tom Watkins on, he only says that about six times. But I want to talk a little bit about how the internet and social media helping boost grassroots lobbying. Tell us about that.
Well, this was an interesting piece to pull together because I looked at a couple different organizations in town here in Lansing and what they've been doing with online activism and the idea behind grassroots activism that's really starting to move out into each of the districts of the House and the Senate, for example, here in Michigan. It's not enough anymore for an association, for example, Michigan State Medical Society is one of the ones I focused on in the article. And, their big thing was they would bring physicians to Lansing once a year, or maybe twice a year for these legislative days. And they would, try to bring the doctors around to talk to individual representatives and senators and try to make an impact that way. And while they're still doing that sort of thing, it really has become important for these physicians to work with their senators and their representatives back in their hometown. And it's really become more important, I think, with term limits, that when those folks get into office, they don't have a lot of time to do things, and maybe they don't have a lot of time to learn some of the subjects that they're going to be having to deal with. And so they're going to look to some experts to get up to speed on issues and know how to vote on them. And if they have a local expert that they know and trust, that's certainly going to be helpful to an organization like the Michigan State Medical Society to help get their message across.
Oh, it's interesting you say that, because someone told me that it was kind of a crash course for a lot of these first-term legislators, and the internet is really the key to making that happen. And as long as their computers don't crash in the process, they're going to get a lot of information in a very short time.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, people often will pick on senators and representatives and say they don't understand an issue, they don't know what's going on. But, you know, I remember back to the years when a committee chair really knew a subject very well. And, you know, Colin Ford from Michigan State Medical Society said that the legislators used to put the lobbyists through their paces because those legislators knew the issues and they knew the background and the history. Mm-hmm. And now they just don't have the time to get up to speed and to really dig into an issue the way they used to. And so they are relying on lobbyists more. They're relying on professionals in an industry to help them understand this sort of thing. And that's where this sort of grassroots activism is really starting to take hold. And having an association with the ability to have an online website that can provide information to their members and that they know what's going on in Lansing and they can help tie that information in when they're talking to a local representative or a senator is tremendously helpful.
All right. Is there a concern here when people are getting just a little bit of knowledge? They say that can be a dangerous thing. And if they're relying on internet talking points, maybe what we used to call the Cliff Note version.
Well, I think it is if you have the elected officials, if that's all they're doing is making some decisions based on the Cliff Notes version, as you said. You know, what's the old saying? I know just enough about things to be dangerous, right?
Right.
So that is a concern, obviously. But they are going to be looking for some help. And if you are going to be voting on something that's going to affect a physician's office in your area or a dental office or, you know, teachers or anything else that's going on, I think it would be helpful for legislators to hear from those local folks in their community in terms of how a vote is going to impact them or their business or other constituents.
I would recommend you check out this story and a lot of the others in this week's Dome magazine, talking about how the internet and social media helping groups boost grassroots lobbying by Ari Adler, and that is domemagazine.com. Ari, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jack.
We'll be right back with Lou Glazer, Michigan's Future Incorporated.